Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today with the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. And we're going to share a subject that hopefully will be practically relevant to all of us, because we all can fall in various ways. Perhaps you've grown spiritually so that this particular subject may not be a problem, but for some folks, and if you've been a mature Christian for a while, you can say, yes, you would see that there is a need in the body of Christ. But I'd like to share, the subject, and it's how to overcome instability. Many beloved saints of God evidence an unstable life. And so I'd like to share with you some thoughts, and with God's help, we do not have to be unstable in any of our ways. We can if there's instability in our lives, we can overcome it through the power of Jesus. Listen to what the Apostle Paul admonished Timothy in 2 Timothy 2:15. He says, "Study and be eager to do your utmost to present yourself to God approved, prince, tested by trial, a workman who has no cause to be ashamed, correctly analyzing and accurately dividing, rightly handling and skillfully teaching the word of truth." And then Ephesians 5:15 and 16 declares, "Look carefully then how you walk. Live purposefully and worthily and accurately, not as the unwise and worthless," not as the unsaved, for example, "but as wise, sensible, intelligent people, making the very most of the time, buying up each opportunity, because the days are evil." So these two scriptures I've shared with you speak to us very pointedly and very plainly that our lives are not to be the will-o'-the-wisp type of life, not to be unstable, not to be unreliable, doing one thing and then switching and then changing your mind or doing something else. That's not the proper message that we want to convey to the world, because Christ is a brilliant organizer. He's wonderful in time management, and so we ought to reflect the aspects, the character of our Maker. Our lives should be completely stable and anchored in Christ. And if we truly are anchored in Christ, they will be. Many people live lives that are so unstable, they always seem to be at loose ends. Maybe you felt that's an issue, an area in your life, or perhaps you've known people like that. And it's simply not God's will that we be unstable, but rather we should be the most disciplined, stable people on earth. Many people offer excuses as to why their lives are so disorganized and unstable. And when you really dig deeper, and God knows alone all the issues, but many times these people suffer great emotional problems. There's been wounding in the past. Something has occurred. And I know in terms of loved ones I've known that have had that issue. But, however, once a child of God, anyone, that's you or me, we don't need to have lives that are unstable and unfruitful. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 states, every scripture is God-breathed, given by his inspiration, and profitable for instruction, for reproof and conviction of sin, for correction of error and discipline in obedience, and for training in righteousness, that is, holy living, in conformity to God's will in thought, in purpose, and in action. Verse 17 says, so that the man of God may be complete and proficient, well-fitted and thoroughly equipped for every good work. And I'm going to be sharing some specific pertinent scriptures regarding this whole issue and matter of instability. So there are three things, basically, that mark or set apart those who have an unstable life. First of all, they don't spend very much time in the Word, in studying and meditating on the Word, and they don't spend much time in personal prayer, very much time in personal prayer. They always seem to have an excuse as to why they don't do the first two things. And the only way, beloved, our lives can be fulfilled and fruitful is in the Bible definitions that God gives us in his Word to discipline our lives and develop spiritual principles for right living. Let me share some very pointed scriptures in 2 Peter, the first chapter, verses 2 through 9. I'm going to read them all. He says, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things. Listen to that, all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby, familiar passage, are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these, listen to this, ye might be partakers of the divine nature, like Jesus, in other words, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And then he goes on, he enumerates what this should be. Besides this, giving all diligence, make sure you add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, to brotherly kindness charity. For, he summarizes it up, if these things be in you and abound, they shall make that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to this. But he that lacketh these things, he's talking about Christians, beloved, is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his own sins. So I have to read a little bit of 10. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, ye shall never fall. There's some absolutes in that scripture. In his book, I'd like to share some things from a book by Gary Kuna, The Dynamics of Disciplined Training. He was examining and looking at the lives of those who seem disorganized and unstable, and he was looking for answers. And he said, this is a quote, I saw two possible causes for the problem of being undisciplined. First, perhaps the person doesn't realize the need to live a disciplined life. He goes on to say, I found, however, that most were already aware of this need. I would counsel them to recognize that God wants them to be more disciplined and go out and do it. Inevitably, they came back a week later and reported it didn't work. The second reason or cause that came to my mind was that the underlying problem was disorganization. And if this was the case, some training in time management, and I did share an article on biblical time management with my partners a few mailings ago, there needs to be some training in time management and establishing priorities. If that were the case, that would solve the problem. Some reported a slight improvement, but most found little help. Okay, so he digs deeper. Then, he says, as the situation was studied more thoroughly, there were several root causes causing this condition, and these root causes identified for each problem. And there was one identified. There could be some specific differences, but the common root cause to all of them was laziness. Laziness, yeah. Even though these people love the Lord, they did indeed manifest this characteristic. Also, while the Bible does not pronounce an undisciplined life as sinning, of course, we've got scriptures that back up, just like I've shared with you in 2 Peter, laziness is definitely a sin. And so we want to look at some scriptures that will reveal to us God's feeling. Well, first of all, you know, I won't take the time to turn, but there are many scriptures in Proverbs that talk about laziness and the result or slothfulness, and it brings adversity and destruction. And if you've read the book of Proverbs at any to any length, you know that that's in there. And then let's look at Matthew 25 and 26. Actually, this is regarding the one talent that God had given to a man. Well, you know what? I don't have time to finish reading that scripture, so we'll just pick up here tomorrow at the same place. And I thank you for joining me, and want you to know I am praying for you. UCM Partners, my UCM radio family, every day. And I do invite you to write and share your prayer needs. Sometimes, and this, in fact, this might be addressing some of the problems you have. And so with the Lord's help, you definitely can get victory. You don't have to be dissatisfied with yourself or feel that you can't change. That's not true. That's a lie of the devil. So I invite you to write. There's power in agreeing prayer. And until tomorrow, I will sign off, but I do invite you to write, and the announcer will share that mailing address. If you email, I'd like to request that you send your mailing address so I could give a personal answer. However, I will pray and always confirm receipt. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.